Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, June 1st, 2023. US futures are indicating a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened with gains following mixed Asian markets. US dollar is flat with Australian dollar and China yuan gaining. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil and industrial metals are well bid, while gold is lower. In macro news, while the recent Fed speak has leaned hawkish, the latest commentary has offered support for a June pause, sending market implied odds of a hike sharply lower to a less than 30% chance of a 25 basis point hike in June, from around 70%. In the meantime, however, markets are pricing out a dovish pivot in 2023 as the Fed maintains a tightening bias and officials dismiss hopes for rate cuts given the still elevated inflation and tight labor markets. In other developments, there is also early market optimism following the passage of the U.S. debt ceiling legislation by the House. Markets are also taking a positive hint from China's Taixing manufacturing PMI result, which shows the May factory activity has unexpectedly swung into expansion. This contrasts with the official gauge that shows manufacturing activity has fallen by the most since December. More on the data front, Japan's CapEx spending growth has topped forecasts, boding well for its Q1 GDP revision. Japan's final PMI also confirms that factory activity has expanded for the first time in 7 months. And South Korea's exports have finally showed hints of a deceleration in declines since October. In Europe, the Eurozone inflation has surprised on the downside after softer national readings. Manufacturing PMIs from Eurozone and the UK are revised up but still contracting. The German retail sales in April beat consensus. And the nationwide house price data points to a small dip in May but better than forecast. The Bank of England credit data shows weaker than expected mortgage approvals. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the May manufacturing PMI, May ISM manufacturing index, May challenger job cuts, and May ADP employment report, as well as the revised Q1 productivity and Q1 unit labor costs, followed by the April construction spending, the weekly crude inventories, and weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Dollar General, Broadcom, and The Cooper. In corporate news, Google is investing in AI startup Runway at a valuation of $1.5 billion. The investment is part of a $100 million funding round for the startup, according to the information. American Airlines will appeal the U.S. court decision requiring it to end the Northeast Alliance with JetBlue Airways, according to Reuters. Lucid Group is launching a common stock offering to raise $3 billion. In Asia, equities were mostly higher on Thursday. Japan went higher following yesterday's steep sell-off with the Nikkei back on the 31,000 mark, but another wave of selling began in the afternoon session by the market close. Australia also closed higher. Greater China markets all traded higher on the surprise uptick in Taixing PMIs. Hong Kong outperformed in early trade but finished close to the bear market territory. India opened with gains and Southeast Asia was mixed. South Korea and Taiwan were the outliers in the region to trade lower. European equity markets have opened higher with the market sentiment supported by the US debt ceiling progress. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.